Welcome to Phil and Maud's audio blog. I'm Phil, and this week we're talking about what lies at the core of successful relationships. We write on many aspects of relationships, hoping to offer you new ways that you can put into practice in your relationship. These different ideas all tie together in our underlying principles. Our first book contained one statement illustrated in many ways. Simply stated, a relationship without conflict and embedded in peace is possible. And we know this because we experience it. If we do, then so can you. Many people asked for more specifics about how this was possible. So we looked closely at how we acted with each other. And this led to our second book, How to Have a Successful Relationship. We were promoting the very radical idea that conflict is not inevitable in a relationship. Let me quote from the book. We live a conflict-free relationship. It's been more than a decade now, full of peace, love, joy, and passion. Friends check in with us every so often. So, you still haven't had any arguments? The answer is always no. One of the primary things necessary to have this experience is to believe it's possible. An obstacle to this is the belief that conflict is inevitable within a relationship. This myth has become so insidiously inculcated in today's culture that most people take it as a normal part of relating. In fact, many relationship experts extol the virtues of arguing and conflict and praise all the good that will come of embracing and working through these problems. Nonsense, we say to all of this. Open your minds and your hearts to another way. We are living proof that it is possible to love without hardship and difficulty. That was from How to Have a Successful Relationship. Since the publication of that book, we've blogged regularly on the components and mechanisms of this type of living together and relating. Our understanding has evolved. We used to talk about conflict-free relationships, but now, instead of looking at our experience in terms of what it is not, we speak about the quality of peace. This change of focus makes it clear how much peace is a visceral experience for us, and we're hoping it will become one for you too. We may appear to be writing about couples' relationships, but it's our firm belief that the ideas apply to all relationships, personal, familial, and social. It's clear to us that peace in the world arises directly from peace between people, and we promote it both through the idea and the direct experience. Here's our vision statement about spreading peace one relationship at a time. 1. Loving peaceful relationships exist. We have one. 2. Peace is a tangible reality. It can be experienced and spread. And 3. Our vision is to share how people can relate to each other peacefully. Join us in this endeavor. Go to this podcast on our blog at philandmaud.com and leave your comments. We cherish your sharing of your experiences. That's all I have for you this week. Hope you have a peaceful week and a peaceful relationship. Talk to you all next week.